You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team, every day.
Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama made it, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy days, jump shot, fade away. This the best Celtics podcast day to day. I get excited about it like when Tatum play a Jalen on the breakaway, a Kyrie when he make a trade, and nothing like the terrible analysts on the TV. So in depth that after you play it, you gotta repeat. So in depth they might do an hour about the D-League. So in depth you probably should pay him, but it's a freebie. Yeah, Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Locked on, trying to get the 18th ring. And well wishes go to Gordon. Listen, after every game, it's very important, Millie.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Celtics podcast with the Rain and Jays. I am Sam Jam Packard, and I'm not sure what the other boys are doing because they gave me my own show. Tonight, we are doing the bracket of, I guess, weird Celtics Twitter in general, and I'm joined by two brilliant posters, two guys who never stop posting, to help me figure out. This is the official selection show, so we got to figure out the 32 weird concepts, memes, things in general that are going into this bracket, and to do just that, I'm joined by Sammy Sheehan and Jack Michael. Boys, how are you guys doing?
I'm ready to post, man. This how do you post an audio? Is this an audio posting?
I will post right it at the end, but it's an aggregate of all a bunch of posts. That's all podcasts are.
I'm transcribing this as we speak into a thread to post it. So. I'm posting as we speak.
As long as we got someone on the Eric Garland stenography, we're gonna be ready to go. We're ready.
Did you know people like court stenographers can type like three times the people on a QWERTY keyboard, and everyone's just using the QWERTY keyboard because we're used to it. But we all should be learning stenography because it's a much more efficient way of typing.
I've been saying exactly this, but instead of like, you know, talking to people like girls at parties, it's memes. So I just want to like make it so like you print out the memes at home, and you just, you know, if you want to make a conversation with someone, you just hand them the meme.
You slide the meme.
They hand you back theirs. Yeah, yeah. You just hand it back. There's no talking, you know. But, you know, society's not ready for that. This is just the first step. We're getting there. We're going to accept it. Acceptance is getting there.
We're the early adopters here. Soon, when people look back in 100 years on this, starting in 2018, on this era, they will see us as the pioneers of the printable meme movement.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully people will be wearing some sort of pocket that we can call DMs, so you can slide memes into people's DMs in order to receive the printed out memes. That was my first thought.
We're off to a great start.
Oh, they want us to list our credentials. So the new listeners will understand who we are. I'm Sam Jam Packard. In sixth grade, I was named the Duke of Dodgeball. We are joined by Sam Sheehan. Sam Sheehan's more of a legitimate member of the press than I am because he actually writes down words for CelticsHub.com. And you may also know him from his hot wife.
And my hot wife, the CLNS Media Celtics Roundtable, and, you know, just generally, you know, posting online. Who else have I been posting with? Well, the third member we have with us today, you know him as Jack Michael 17. And Jack has a very important contribution to this tournament that we're going to get to later.
He's one of the young meme lords, and he's one of the main lieutenants in the Tito Three Sticks Army. And I'm very proud to have him on the Rain and Jays right now.
Yes, very well. First of all, it is a great honor to be on here. Long-time listener, first-time caller, guest.
How's sure, go on.
Am I calling you? Am I calling you right now? I don't know how this is working.
I think I called you technically.
Oh, so maybe you're a first-time caller then. But yes, so Jack, yeah, that's Jack underscore Michael 17. If you want to find me on Twitter, I wouldn't recommend it.
No, I would recommend it. The kids got memes, folks.
Yes, when I don't tweet about the Celtics, I tweet about the Food Network and other TV show. So
you're saying that's like it's an under, that's a good thing.
Oh no, that's probably my favorite part.
Yeah, there you go.
I tweet random Simpsons quotes and then sometimes thoughts on criminal justice reform. So we all have different brands. Sammy Sheehan's is a little harder to figure out, that's for the.
I've never been mad online. That's probably my biggest credential. I'm never mad about it.
This entire thing is hilarious, actually.
Yeah, it's actually very funny to me. Anything
for all the listeners, we're actually on a yacht. using piles of money as coasters for our expensive wine right now as we record this.
We're actually different rooms of the yacht. That's why we're Skyping each other, because we don't want to get up.
We're using dollar bills as toilet paper, and regular toilet paper is dog toilet paper.
Wait, you're using singles? I've been using fives.
Oh boy. Oh. I've been using Bitcoin, so
yeah. It's the future.
I'm next level.
All right, boys. I'm gonna have to focus us in here a little bit. Yeah. The point of this thing was the selection show. We're trying to come up with 32 terms, phrases, memes, images, GIFs, things that define Celtics Twitter. And so we've been in discussion the past couple of days trying to come up with a list. A list initially wanted to do 64 teams or 64 things, but that was seemed like a real hassle just for myself to organize. I got a little bit lazy. I feel like we needed to narrow it down. And so right now we're going to try and find just 32 things in Celtics Twitter, and I think we're going to start with the one seeds and move our way down. This is an open debate, an open forum. I say I ultimately have last call because that's just what I decided, and I don't think you guys can debate that.
No, it's the lawyer. You've got the judicial power. This is basically we're running this up the Supreme Court, you know, through the appeal courts to the Supreme Court. I'm fine. The J in JAM stands for judgment, you know, like a Myers-Briggs.
That it does. All right, boys, number one seeds. Tell me, you guys, can you nominate? I need nominations.
All right. Do you mind if I start off?
You start, Jack.
Okay. As some of you might know, I'm a big fan of Mook, Marcus Morris, much to the chagrin of Mr. Sheehan. But a couple weeks ago during our game against Denver, Marcus Morris was playing well. Mm-hmm. And meme god, Lucky's Pipe, shout out Lucky, mm-hmm. made an image with Marcus Morris on the meme of the guy looking away from his girlfriend at another woman. But it was Marcus Morris looking at a fadeaway jump shot instead of an easy layup. So that is my, as far as pictures, GIFs, memes go, that is my number one seed. Is the Mook long two?
Interesting. I'm a big fan of anytime you're using the meme format of the the boyfriend looking away from the girlfriend. It's always a big one, and that's one of my favorites by Lucky Two. I myself had that chimed in at a six seed, and that's no slight to the craftsmanship involved. It's more just like, I think that, you know, when we talk about some of the broader appeal of some of these other ones, that's like a very artisanal meme. That's like a Velvet Underground of memes. You know, everyone who's seen that meme has made their own, has gone out and made 17 of their own memes, but it's all, you know, it's only been retweeted a couple of times. I feel like we might have to circle back to that one.
Here's my question is,
that's fair.
Does that mm-hmm. count as ISO Mook? Because I also had ISO Mook on my list just as a term. Does that encapsulate into like one ISO Mook meme / nickname? Because if you just like pair that with ISO mm-hmm. Mook, it's much stronger of a candidate. But if it's just the meme, I don't know if I can make it a one seed.
I think ISO Mook is definitely, I was one of the things I think we should kind of do is we should look to sort of fold things into groupings where we can.
Yeah.
To, you know, just sort of make things stronger. So I definitely think that we'll debate a little bit more with that. Let me get one that I think we can all agree on as a strong number one seed. Hello, Locked On Celtics, is Janos.
There you go.
Can we all agree that Mr. Janos is Janos, just that catchphrase is a number one seed?
Absolutely.
That's the entire Janos brand?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Can we make a distinction that it's is Janos the term and not Janos the person? Because if it's Janos the person, we can all pack up and go home. There's no point in having this bracket.
Correct.
The man's won it already. Correct. So this is the phrase. I just want to make that distinction.
Janos is, and I still have it as the number one overall seed in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, no, it's still. I'm just trying to weaken it a little bit.
Yeah.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
As Janos has been the only person out of all of us to have been quote tweeted by Danny Ainge, I think that strengthens his case even more.
Yes, I mean this is a front office recognized meme.
Correct.
So like that's pretty powerful right there.
And once that happened, all the attention started pouring on to Weird Celtics Twitter. None of this would be possible if it wasn't for Janos. So I agree, mm-hmm. He's a clear number one seed.
Yeah, shout out to Janos' son, who's back working his gym.
Can you just? Yeah, he needs to get it together. He really does.
Yeah. Janos' son, come on, man.
All right, my next nomination for a number one seed. I think this was my number one headed in overall. Smarf. It's the all-encompassing term referring to Marcus Smart, and it's an amazing gif of that squirrel, crazy-ass cat playing the piano. I mean, how do you?
I had Smarf as my number two seed. As far as terms go, so I can definitely see the appeal to it. That's really an OG kind of Weird Celtics Twitter thing.
This is one that's kind of steeped in history too, and is a nod to the godfather of Weird Celtics Twitter and Hebert of Riffs, the Riffs man. Where it's all praise the Riffs. This one came from him, autocorrect around the time of Too Many Cooks autocorrecting. Smart, but it's just so perfect. He is Smarf, and Smarf is chaos. And, it's hard to fold all of the Smarfy Smarfness of Smarf into one thing, but I think that's kind of where you got to start is just, Smarf in its own is a meme. You can just
It stands alone.
It's a simple meme that's very economical. You can sneak it into, a serious tweet where you're trying to, just tweet about stats or,
Matt
talk
Moore
about
tweeted
the game.
It yesterday.
Yeah,
Smarf. Oh, that's dope.
There. Smarf. I think another. Another nationally recognized meme. I agree with Jam. I think this has got to be this has got to be another one seed. I also had it as the number one seed.
All right. Any other nominations?
I've got one more that I think we can all agree on as a number one seed. The other one I think I'm going to have to advocate for, but this one that I think is a consensus one, it's the Dabu Sule.
Oh.
The bow and arrow.
You know he had to do it to him. Of course it's a number one seed.
The Dabu Sule is just, you watch the Celtics bench. This is a Celtics bench endorsed meme. There's just joy. Yabu himself is a personification of joy.
Large ball of joy.
Someone whispered into a genie's ear that they wanted pure joy brought into the world, and then there's just Yabu just appeared, and that's what he is. And just Yabu hitting a three. By the way, side note. I think Hebert of Riffs tweeting this out that we might see national TV Yabu here coming up. So
absolutely.
Man, if he dabs on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's got to be a lot of good things for his chances O'Brien. In this tournament.
Just give us a Larry O'Brien then, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Actually, the thing about Yabu that makes him even more special is he's just not that great a basketball player at this point in his career. I'm going to come out and say it. I love the man. He is pure joy, but it's despite his current basketball talent.
He's a large son, when you're a large son, you got to understand how to, be large on the court. I think he'll get there. He's nimble.
For someone his size, he moves just so much better than anyone I've ever seen at that size. Mm-hmm. And once he learns how to control himself a little bit more, how are you going to stop that ass? You know what I'm saying?
You can't.
You can't.
We were talking earlier about how I get a credential and I really shouldn't have a credential, but you end up in the locker room and Yabu Sele without his shirt on is impressive. That's a thick man. He's giant, but he's you see him with a jersey and it's he's a big dude, but then you see him with his shirt off and he's cut. He's just lean as hell for that size. It makes zero sense.
An absolute unit.
Yes.
do you guys know how many times I've Yabu dab just in a social situation that probably wasn't acceptable? He's got me doing that. It's kind of addictive. I've already had a pre-addiction to dabbing, but being able to do it with that, it was
the bow and arrow fold in is clutch.
Correct.
It's really gives it an extra level of finesse that I really enjoy.
And making his case even stronger as a one seed is he's extended the relevance of the dab in the culture of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
That was very much a 2017 thing. that through...
Not anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I would like, if I may, I'd like to nominate another number one seed.
Okay.
So I actually have two more nominations. I know we have three kind of locks already, but I have two more nominations here. I have Combat Muscles.
Strong.
Great pick.
Let's hear all your nominations.
Let's hear them all, yes.
Okay, so I have Combat Muscles, and then one that I feel particularly strongly about is Tito, a.k.a. Tito Three Sticks.
Ain't no arguments from me. I don't know if it's a number one seed, because there's a lot of people out there who just hate it, who are just get very upset.
It's a controversial... We got new controversy today, too. Like, I don't know if you heard... Abby Chin on the Banners broadcast over at Celtics blog, but she came out against Tito.
She's been a strong anti-Tito proponent probably since Jump Street. I think that's why she asked the question on post-up of Tito, because she wanted him to say, I don't like it. And so, much to her chagrin, she's been, like, the more talk that's been about Tito, she's kind of fueled the Tito flames. And
well, let me. I have a Tito story, if I may.
Oh yeah, you got to meet Tito recently, didn't you?
I did get to meet Tito recently. He is currently in my profile picture on Twitter. Excellent experience, wonderful human being. Mm-hmm. So I, in true Celtics Twitter form, I had to ask him about Tito. I asked him why he doesn't like Tito, to which he chuckled, and he kind of, not whispered, but said a little off to the side, "I like my liquor dark." So. And being able to think of that off the top in a situation.
He's an improviser. He's a natural improviser.
Exactly. It didn't even register with me for a couple minutes. I had to kind of think. I had to. And once I realized it, I think I was on the train. I was on the T coming back to Boston. And I was like, oh my God.
It's like the Kaiser Soze, like Usual Suspects, like supercut where you saw like.
What did he like just do?
Did he did that off the top. So. Great experience. I would to all of the listeners, I would recommend meeting Terry Rozier at some point in your life.
Here's the thing. Tito is going to dominate. He's going to have multiple entries into this bracket. So this is really should be focusing on the Three Sticks, because I know Tito Vines are going to come up. Shut up, little Busta. Like there's multiple Tito things on here, as well as some memes, spaghetti. I think this we should just focus on the nickname Tito Three Sticks. And because of that, it's not because... I don't think it's actually a number one seed. I think it's a top seed for sure. But we only have one space left. And I think Combat Muscles would be better, or Thick Jack Frame.
That was the one I had written down. And they come from the same family. Again,
they're kind of synonymous.
Yeah, they are synonymous.
But one's about Smurf and one's about Semi. So I kind of see them as different. But they're from the same school of thought, which is Strong Boys.
One Thick Jack Frame coming is from Semi Ojeleye's Draft Express profile, which I just love the idea of Jonathan Givony just writing that down. Givony, I'm sorry.
It makes perfect sense, because, like, how do I describe this Ojeleye fellow? Well, he's thick. Thick Jack Frame.
Jack.
And I just, like, and again, you know, this is one that the Riffs man willed into existence. And I just, like, I wish I could have been there to, like, see him stumble across, like,
another
the Jack Frame. Like,
another one that got national recognition, Jeff Van Gundy, called Ojeleye the man made out of granite. Mm-hmm. I've heard
Thick Jack Frame several times. As far as versus Combat Muscles or Thick Jack Frame, do we want to roll those into one? Or should we keep them separate?
I think Combat Muscles, like I've referred to people in real life as having Combat Muscles too. So I think Combat Muscles is kind of a wider ranging.
Mm-hmm. It is.
All right, I think we keep them separate and we roll that and ISO Mook and make them two seeds. Unless we have more nominations for something that we would think are higher than that. We got to fill in on these visuals. I'm trying to think, because it's hard just to read the descriptions of them. I got to be scrolling through the pictures right now. But
for those of you listening at home, we have done extensive research into this. We have spreadsheets upon spreadsheets of data.
You guys might think that's a joke. That's literal.
This is actual.
We literally have a multiple sheet Google Docs spread between the three of us that we've been discussing, at length and making our own conclusions from. So this is just, you know, a little bit of how the meat is made to bring you this excellent episode of podcast.
This is what your tax dollars are going towards, people.
So what did we end up with the fourth one seed?
Do we want to do combat muscles?
Oh, it was the four number one seeds were Is Janos, Smarf, Dabu Sele, and Thick Jack Frame.
Okay.
I can get on board with that.
And then we're going to roll combat muscles in as a two seed because we're all in agreement. That's
up there. Yeah.
That's up there. If we're moving on to two seeds, I've got some thoughts.
Let's hear them.
Okay. I want to talk about the Jalen, what's been called the third eye, but there's a little bit of pushback from Dragon Ball Z Twitter that he might have been doing the Goku teleportation. But I think it's universally known across Celtics Twitter as the Jalen third eye, where he and Kyrie during the Knicks game, touched the third eye in celebration. That one's just such a nod to so many things that we love in Celtics Twitter. You know, Jalen, Kyrie's existential plane knowledge. And
his belief in the Illuminati, which also has eyes.
Yes.
It's really been a big part of the renaissance that we've kind of experienced this season, as opposed to last season, which I would describe more as, well, it's been described at length as the punk rock Celtics, to where we're more of the existential being Celtics this year, I guess, or just weird Celtics Twitter.
We're more within the aura of the Celtics now. Before, correct, we were kind of trying to thrash around and kind of be somewhere, but now we're just kind of absorbing everything, I would say.
Yes, an aura that is reality-based, I might add.
also on my list.
Also on the list, but I don't know if it's a two-seed. I would concur that Jalen, the third eye, strong two-seed from coming out the visuals.
I would agree with that as well.
Very versatile for posting. The other two seed I feel pretty strongly about is it's a Kyrie Irving quote, and it spawned what was known as the SMD Celtics during the 16 game winning streak.
Correct.
And you know, the thing was that, you know, a gentleman had thoughts for Kyrie, and Kyrie,
a Philadelphian. Let's not forget that this was happening in Philadelphia.
It was so important. I wouldn't even call him a gentleman. It was a person from Philadelphia. A
denizen.
I was at this game in the crowd, and they were raucous. Let me tell you, I've spent some time in Philadelphia. You can get a mighty large can of beer at any sporting event, and the people take advantage of that, and they were downright rowdy. I can't even imagine what they're like now after winning something. But
I bet this guy didn't even live in Philadelphia. If I had to take a guess,
he lived in Southern Jersey, obviously.
He lived in 70 miles outside of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'd say 92 to 63 miles outside of Philadelphia.
Within that range, is he even a 76ers fan at that range? I don't even know if it's possible.
I doubt it. Not possible.
He's probably a high school sophomore as well.
That leads into one of my possible number two seeds is our main man Jack here declaring that 76ers Twitter is InfoWars. That's been a major good thing for this season.
I have to admit, I kind of sandbagged this one on mine because I love this one too much, and I was trying to distance myself from it a little bit. But boy, isn't this just perfect? I really think that, you know, what we've got to appreciate is that, the 76ers are kind of the dark mirror to the Boston Celtics, and that they both sort of traded away stars for, you know, high draft picks during that same draft, during that same blow up, and went totally different directions with it. And what you've left with is a 76ers fan base that's finally getting good, but also has just developed a cult-like defense mechanism to any sort of criticism just because what they did was, you know, so insane. They've ended up with a good team.
It was such a dark time, and they had to survive through it, and they're not going to, like, take shit from no one.
It's just, it's created a feral fan base of just, like, emotional, like, very upset people that are very fun, like, you know, to mess with and, you know, can't really engage people, which leads to Jack's iconic tweet that, you know, 76ers is, Twitter is basically InfoWars for basketball, which is exactly what it is. And the reason that ties into Celtics Twitter, because, you know, they are, you know, there is a sort of rivalry developing here, which I am fueling.
Yes, one of my favorite things that has ever happened to me on the stupid Twitter website that we, you know, that we all know and love is looking, and Sam, I think you had tweeted this a while back, but was seeing people that have no idea who they are. We have no followers in common. We don't follow any of the same people. In like Max Rappaport's mentions, just tweeting Alex Jones gifts at him. and like, so when I saw that, I was like, wow. You know, because it kind of just, the initial synthesis of the tweet, it kind of came out as, I wanted to kind of have a dig at them that wasn't just saying that they don't care about reality. Like, I wanted to make it hurt a little more. So I, you know, I just, like we said before, I'm just a poster, so I just had to post.
Yo, I'm just a poster.
And now it's evolved into Max Rappaport asking his followers why people from...
The thing that's crazy that other people started tweeting things at him, they were like, they immediately saw them, were like, yeah, that makes sense. So you know it's like a good identification.
I saw Philadelphia fans agreeing with Max. They're like, I think Spike Exkin actually said it. He's like, they do this to me too, regarding Alex Jones. They do this to me too, albeit it's more fitting for me.
I didn't know that.
Yes, Spike. I obsessively keep tabs on our three boys, Max, Spike, and Kyle. So
I think that's two seed, my friends. Got to be.
I'm honored. Thank you.
All right, we still have ISO Mook on the board. Do we want to put that as the last two seed and move on to the threes, or do we have something that we think is better?
So are we grouping ISO Mook with the Lucky Spike picture?
Yes, I think so. Well, yes. And I think There's a bunch of ISO Mook. I think ISO Mook would also encompass any of the memes about Mook just unconsciously, you know, taking any shot.
Yeah, because there's some galaxy brain memes you can do out there that with ISO Mook.
Yeah.
I say they're all folded into the concept of ISO Mook.
Yeah. I think if we're gonna lump it that way, I think ISO Mook, you know, I think that's strong enough to be a two seed for sure.
Strong two seed, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. All right, let's nail the three seeds. Nominations, okay. Good sirs.
I've got one that's a little bit newer. At least I've seen it coming around, but it's pretty near and dear to my heart. It's the picture of, I'm pretty sure it's Chauncey Billups with Bill Russell. And Bill Russell is flipping the bird, which is just incredible because, you know, you're getting the real GOAT, the real OG, you know, Bill Russell. In my opinion, one of the most important, probably the most important, like, sports figure of all time. You can make that case. I certainly can. I don't know. It's just Bill Russell, especially in the context of, you know, Uncle Drew and Kyrie now, and just, you know, I love it. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory, but just having Bill Russell flipping off a camera is incredible.
I can get on board with that for sure.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I don't think, I mean, I agree with the general, I don't know. I don't agree. That's what I should have said initially. Well, I want it to be so anti-confrontation, but I realize I just don't think it's as much for the post-culture regarding Celtics games as... I don't know. I feel like that's just a picture that everyone enjoys. It's not specific to the culture of Celtics Twitter. Am I wrong?
I think it's a fair criticism. That's why we open it up to debate like this.
We embrace debate here.
Yeah. We embrace nuance.
Embrace nuance.
As a smart man once said, can't remember who.
Neither can I. I would nominate as a three seed all of Australia.
Great one. Excellent.
I feel like that was an early moment in the season where we just knew Tommy Heinsohn was looking at Aaron Baines' penis. And it was just, I think everyone got a good laugh at that. It might have been preseason or like the first week of the season.
I feel like there's going to be a little bit of pushback on this one not being higher. I think three seed's about right for this. The reason why is this is not tremendously memeable because it can't be improved upon. Like, this is just perfection.
This is the audio of it. You can't, like, really do anything better than Tommy Heinsohn saying all of Australia.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I had this one actually a little lower, so.
Yeah, because I think that's the thing is it's just, it's hard to you know, fold into post just because in its natural habitat, it was just a perfect moment. You know, just I rewound it like nine. I could have sworn I thought I had a stroke. I was like, no, Tommy did not just say that.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it was an NBA TV national game, too. So it was literally the largest audience.
No, it was. Yeah.
So everyone across the nation heard Tommy Heinsohn just discussing male genitalia online. So That's incredible.
I'm going to throw a question mark on it for now.
I had it as a 4 seed, so I think a 3 seed's a very, you know, I think I'm fine with it being a 3 seed as well.
I'm here. Let's hear better ones. Let's hear better ones.
Okay. I've got.
I would like to nominate. Oh, Sam, you want to go?
No, you go ahead.
All right. The Ogilvy Factory.
That was one I had.
Yes. Which I actually had as a 1 seed.
Okay. I had it as a 3 seed, so I'm settling right in here, but that's a, you know, just an excellent one. You know, I know that it's, you know, with combat muscles and thick jack frame, we're kind of completing the trifecta here. You know,
yeah,
they all come together. They're all built in the Ogilvy factory. And if we can continue a theme of me checking out the guys in the Celtics locker room, Semi Ogilvy has even better body than Yabusele. And I think I'll just leave it at that. That guy is cut. Oh my God.
He is thick and jacked.
Thick, jacked frame with combat muscles.
You know, his way to the rim.
For a little bit of context, for those of you who don't know, the Ogilvy Factory, again, another Hebert of Riff's. You know, you're gonna sense a theme here. Another Hebert of Riff's creation. The Ogilvy Factory is where you go to get swole. It's where you go to get cut. We work 9 to 5 in the Ogilvy Factory. We don't stop.
Also, we're working overtime, though.
Huge. Yes. We're working overtime in the Ogilvy Factory. You're just getting strong, large, and all it does is produce large sons. And we've combat got a ton muscles. Of large sons. Yeah.
Combat muscles, posting muscles, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can hone whatever you need to.
And we listen to one song and one song only, and it's Taking Care of Business by BTO.
Correct.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
That's how it goes, right?
Yes.
Incredible. I locked in 3 seed.
That's strong. Yeah, that's very strong.
I got another nomination, and it's from the visual category. One of the best pictures that's ever existed. Cheese and Marcus Smart at Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yes. This was also one of my 2 seats, so yeah. I'm all on board with this.
I feel like I kind of sandbag Smart across the board because I'm too close. Like I love Marcus.
Embrace your feelings. Point. If you feel something, say something. Is what I always say.
I take posting very seriously, and I take this responsibility seriously. I understand I've got to be objective. But
this is not holy. A game.
Holy cow, is Marcus Smart involved in some of just the best memes? And this is no exception. Incredible one. It's just pure Marcus, and I really don't have anything else to say about it.
It really says something that this is kind of the third one related, the third Smart related one that we've had already. You know, and it's such a good picture.
I had the Hebert of Riffs enhanced Smart Feet Night, which is the Smart thumbs up, where his arm looks like it's 9 feet long, and just a very triumphant thumbs up. And then Ryan went ahead and put it into Van Gogh's Starry Night to make
shout out Van Gogh
more incredible.
That might come up as a later seed. Just that one in general.
Yeah,
It's hard incredible. To figure out how much we roll all the. This is just basically Smart and Tito, Smart and Tito. Like
yes,
those two guys are the most memeable. Yeah. There's gonna be some Jaylen Brown and Kyrie and of course Tatum length in there, but this is a Smart and a Tito based competition.
Yeah,
I mean, you can make a whole Tito. I mean, at least I know I could make a whole Tito 32, mm-hmm. you know, seed bracket. And I'm sure Jam could, and Sam could as well. I'm sure all you could. So,
yeah, exactly.
Is this where we bring in Tito 3 sticks, or is this?
I'd be fine with it. I think that's not the highest Tito contribution. Oh, I think Shut Up, Little Buster is actually
Shut Up, Little Buster is
I would agree
potentially
tenfold.
The most.
I would also like to highlight if we're going to highlight some Terry tweets. I have if I could just check my bookmarks here for a moment.
Let's hear them all. I want to hear the greatest hits of Terry when he got his Twitter back was a seminal moment in this season of posting.
Oh my God.
I would, if I may pat myself on the back for a moment, I was his first retweet upon returning to Twitter.
Damn,
so
son.
I just want to, yes, incredible. I just want to,
here, here.
If I may, you know, so we have, so just since returning to Twitter, all in 2018, we had Shut Up Lil Buster, in which he responded to Amin the Bean asking, who asked him, dude, do you ever just shut the F up? To which Terry responded, Shut Up Lil Buster.
I've been with the shits.
Yeah.
Two days later, mm-hmm. someone quoted him, one of his tweets saying, expletive, never get their first triple-double and start talking shit, SMH. To which he responded, Shut up, Buster. I've been with the shits.
Oh, and then, oh, it's, oh, they're and then separate.
Another 3 days later, to... I won't speculate on her age, but she doesn't look... She looks about, like, 15 or 16.
This was my favorite one.
A girl who responded to a Celtics tweet. Terry Rozier is not tagged in this. She says, OMG, Rozier, need to stop shooting three. You're not Steph, 1 of 7 from three. To which he just replied, simply, shut up.
He's extremely online, which is...
Upon some research, he has a long history of tweeting, shut up, I wish you shut up, little girl, shut up, shut up, shut up, caveman, shut up, you punk, shut up, you chump, you shut up, and you shut up. Everyone on my TL need to shut up. And probably my personal favorite, possibly of all time, is his, I'm sorry, I can't really even read it with a straight face. It's so online that I almost couldn't wrap my head around it when I saw it. Mm-hmm. It's Terry from 2011. So keep in mind, he's like 16 here. Terry, you so gangster, parentheses, my voice, close parentheses, LOL. Just
Terry's a poster man, and I love him for that.
Oh, my God.
He's like that. That's like just one of us. Like going through Terry's Twitter, you realize he's one of us. He's out here posting. Now here's the question: Do we fold all the Terry tweets into one, or is it?
I think we have to. Terry Twitter is one solid motherfucking three seed.
The whole body of work is just
now. Here's
insanely
the
online.
Here's the big question: Do we include Vines in that, or are Tito Vines a separate category?
I had those separate.
I think they have to be separate.
I would like to have those separate as well. Yeah. I would like to have those separate because that. I mean, thinking about it now, I might like to have just even one of those as a two seed.
the burger one where he's flipping burgers.
That's obviously the I don't cook no the I don't hoop no more.
I don't hoop no
all
more.
All I do is this. Got my boy right here, the boy right there. Yee!
But it's all about that cook life.
All about
that cook life. I think we could just make the Tito Vines a three seed as well.
I'm
fine with it. Let's make that lock it in.
Lock it in.
Locked on. Oh, there we go.
Locked on. This has been a Locked On podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Oh, I always try to steal that sign off just because I want to sound like Kent Brockman or like. Cheesy.
We're there, babe. So are we on the four seeds now?
We are on the four.
The four seeds.
Here, let's hear nominations.
I'd like to start. I've got one, and this is we can fold this into a bigger category if need be. But very much woke.
Yes.
Shouts to Max Lederman, who I think was behind this getting on
the best
on the teleprompter on. The things, but just that screenshot of, Kyrie Irving, sub headline, very much woke is that was like when I first like saw, okay, we've got a foothold now. Like, our posting, abilities are going to be unlocked. And that's like when I feel like things really took off then. Cause that was like pretty early in the season.
Yeah. That was kind of the beginning of this, this explosion of knowledge that we've unlocked here.
Mm-hmm. Max Lederman has been a key ingredient for
shout out Max, man.
Shout out Max Lederman, yeah.
Celtics post up. He's like putting these Chirons on. Like he's the reason we're in the mainstream, and we have to give him just credit for trying to be a little bit weirder and different when you're in control of a TV show, because TV can be super boring and generic, and it doesn't have to be. So shout out to him, and shout out to his sister, who's a stand-up comedian, and she's fucking hilarious. I saw her when she came to Boston. She's way funnier than Max. So it's
Can I quick sidebar on that? She actually made fun of me, roasted me. I went to a stand-up show, and I was
did you heckle? Were you a heckler?
No, I was not heckling, but I came in a hooded sweatshirt. On
that's
Saturday
your downfall,
night.
You idiot! Who wears a hooded sweatshirt?
And I was also, you know, my big dumb face was lit up. I was right there in the front row, just, you know, laughing hard. So I got chewed up by Annie Lederman, who, you know, really funny. You know, I want to make that clear. It was not mean spirited. It was a good roasting by her. So shout out to Annie Lederman. And the old Red Star stand-ups here in Brooklyn. I've also got one more 4C, too.
Can I just ask a question about Very Much Woke?
Sure.
Are we bundling in reality-based with that?
No, I wouldn't think so. My initial reaction is no.
Because it was from the same interview, yes?
Yes. What do our visuals look like that are including the kind of... Because there's some really spooky ones out there that have to be very much woke. But are there any specific ones?
I mean, I don't have any off the top of my head.
We have a lot of contributions. For Very Much Woke, I would just recommend the screen grab from the interview.
That's fair.
I think that's incredible. For reality-based, there's a ton of stuff. A little further lower down on the list, I have the Kyrie Anarchist Farmer, which has its own, you know, sub-things where there's lots of flat earth imagery. There's lots of, you know, the Riffs man putting Kyrie in various... various technicolor situations, and just, you know, the enlightenment around him. You know, he's the Riffs man is Kyrie's mind Sherpa. So
we can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yes, the mind Sherpa.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Kyrie levitation from the commercial on Christmas.
There's a lot of Kyrie content, and it's really hard to figure out where the borders are because you know. Like all people who are very much woke, you know, the freedom and the energy is all bleeding together. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to, you know, form these artificial boundaries when we're all kind of...
The auras are mixing.
Yes, the auras are mixing. My energy is red and everyone else's, all the post's energy are red. And, you know, that melds into purple and blue. And, oh, you guys smell bacon? Well, all right. I'm going to just hit a couple of...
I smell it too, man. I smell it too.
If there's one image that we want to kind of tag on that, there's the one that we had called Funky Kyrie, which is just one of Kyrie in sunglasses photoshopped onto. I actually don't know what it's from. I'm sure it is from something, but I had made it for Hebert a while back of just him sitting in that throne, spinning the basketball.
That's exactly the one I was thinking of.
Yeah,
and that's an incredible.
Is that very much woke or is that reality based?
That's reality based for sure.
And is that also a four seed? Yes, I would also put that as a four seed. I think that's up there.
Interesting. I would agree with that.
I can get on board with that as mm-hmm. well.
I don't have anything particularly worth challenging. But if we are, does that mean we're into the five seeds now? Or
no, we're still in the fours.
So right now we have Very Much Woke and Funky Kyrie.
And I think, can I submit one of my favorites that I adore to pieces? And
yeah,
I know I understand if this one gets shot down, but Greg Moose.
I was about to say Greg Moose. I was about to say Moose and Greg.
Greg posting is my favorite type of posting. This all started with, you know, a screenshot of, I'm pretty sure it was the Celtics scoreboard.
He's been Washington. It was Wizards.
Okay. So my mistake. It was on the road in Washington, and the first time Greg checked in as the Celtics, everybody else, their last name, him on the scoreboard, Greg.
I believe just it was Greg. Lowercase as well. I'm not sure. It might have been lowercase.
And you know that's Greg Moose. Greg Moose is out there doing Greg things. He's being funky. He's doing one-handed passes. You know, it's not all good. He's getting destroyed by Oladipo off the dribble. But, you know, that's funky. That's funky, that's Greg Moose, baby. That's the whole package.
That's the Moose and Mook bench mob.
I'm pretty sure Janos tweeted about Greg from Moose, too. I think that was a Janos contribution. I definitely think he had that comes with the Janos modifier, because when you got Janos tweeting Greg from Moose and Moose from Greg, and just all the different combinations you can come with, like Greg from Greg Moose, Moose Greg from Greg, just Greg, it's kind of a wild scene going on, and I thought it was a great midseason acquisition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Just mm-hmm. basketball, that'll come. Post. Mm-hmm. That's now.
Posts never die.
Posts never die.
I'm adding all of Australia as the last four seed, unless I hear any objections from the crowd.
I actually do have an objection.
Let's hear it. Sustained.
Thank you, Your Honor. A personal favorite that I had way too low on my bracket, so I'm trying to move it up now, is Sports and News. Just Marcus Smart on the machine of the steampunk Antifa machine. Just, and then there was the gif of that.
The gif of that where the transformer into that is amazing.
Kyle, thank you so much.
Yeah, shout out Kyle Jensen. That's that's an incredible one. What's Kyle's handle? Is it designated Kyle?
Designated Kyle.
Yeah, shout out Kyle. Just, that's
one of the better Marcus posters Smart out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So I
lock it
like
in. Lock it in. Sports and News.
That's, sports and news.
It's
sports
kind of
news.
Absurd that's a four seed, because just that gif alone could be a two seed in this. That gif alone is amazing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Another incredible riffs man. If you haven't just seen the video of Marcus Smart on this, it's Marcus Smart on this like training contraption
on a future machine.
It's four wheels.
It's like a hand car for ground. Yeah.
It's just incredible, because he's really moving, and it's incredible, and it just, you know, it's a steampunk contraption he's using to go to an Antifa rally to sort of, you know, shove whichever, you know, Texas Tech fan is going to be, you know, shouting slurs at him this time. So I'm a huge fan of sport, and, you know, Hebert with his own touch, sports and news. Over the bottom of it.
Just incredible. The fact that he was on that machine, like, what? I've never seen anyone else exercise that way.
Yeah.
I believe that was from a Brian Dew Instagram post, if I'm not mistaken. Shout outs to B-Dew, man. Still one of the better Instagrammers out there. But just the fact that you can cultivate combat muscles while getting somewhere. You can build your combat muscles on the way to Mm-hmm. On the way to and on the way back from the Augelet factory, if you ever leave.
Yes. No, it's bringing the Augelet factory to the car. It's, you know, it's like a podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like a radio. Correct. for the transportation.
It's a mix of memes and mediums, and it's great, and it's definitely the last four seed. I have a nomination for five seed, and I'm surprised it hasn't come up yet. Erotic City.
Oh, incredible.
Yes, I had that as a high one as well. Yeah.
I mean, just when the idea of it alone, you don't even have to know the Prince song for it to be just a hilarious name. But then when you actually pair the song Erotic City with the Celtics ball movement when they're playing like Erotic City, is perfect. And then, I mean, this is kind of wraps into another one that I think should be in there soon, is just Al Horford's eyes.
Yes, majestic. Gorgeous eyes.
Gorgeous eyes, and like I feel like that fits right in with the kind of the Erotic City theme. And there's a reason why it is an Erotic City. Have you seen Kyrie Irving dribble the basketball? I mean, like
Erotic City,
Boner City. Erotic like City. It's just like are
have you seen Jaylen Brown? Just Jaylen Brown, like.
Yeah, I mean, Erotic City.
Erotic just throwing City.
That out there. Yeah, not enough said.
And the best thing about Erotic City is you can do like, oh, this person's the mayor. This person is like the police chief of Erotic City. There's so many roles and positions in Erotic City, so I think it has a lot of variability for posting.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I would agree. Erotic City, you know, definitely. I associate it most strongly with Horford, just because, you know, Horford is so graceful out there, and it's just, you know, he is the most erotic, you know, Celtic. You know, I'll go down on that hill.
So speaking of gorgeous eyes. Oh, sorry.
No, you got it.
Speaking of gorgeous eyes, if we want to attach an image to that, I have the image of Al Horford with the flag of the Dominican Republic draped over
it. Yeah, there you go.
That image has been the background of my phone for the past 6 months. I'm not even joking.
Absolutely beautiful. I remember the day. I remember the day you made it. That we actually had a conversation on Twitter that day about that picture.
Do you realize how many times I've been in the Celtics locker room and looking at my phone and opened it and realized that that's the picture and just wondering what people would be like? This guy is not a reporter at all. This guy is just has a crush on Al Horford. Like, what is going on here?
The amount Which of times that's a perfectly natural thing.
Yeah,
I'm not Dominican. I just like the man's eyes.
Yeah. Look, we're just some normal guys here doing a normal podcast, and we're out of here taking care of business.
Yeah, listening to BTO. If you guys don't best believe that there's going to be some BTO interludes in the middle of this podcast.
Yeah,
we're going to take a break at like the hour mark, play some BTO, and then come back for the bottom of the bracket.
Got to give the people what they want.
Exactly. We get it. I've got one that I know we've got a lot of Terry in here, but I actually had this as a two seed.
More Terry.
I had it as a two seed, and I want to circle back to it. The Rosier spaghetti sandwich.
Yeah.
Specifically the graphic from the Jumbotron. It's got like Terry like faded into the background. It's just literally the perfect. It's perfect. There's a perfect image, and I think of it all the time. Like anytime like a new Twitter joke format comes up, like there was the one time where like the one girl, she was getting like quote tweeted like saying boys only want one thing, and it's effing disgusting. And that's the Rosier spaghetti sandwich is perfect for those types of situations. It can always be a perfect punchline to any of those, you know, Twitter jokes. It's a great way to, you know, tie the Celtics into everything. It works with everything. Versatile meme, excellent meme. I'd like to lock it in here.
It's locked in.
That Jumbotron, yeah, that Jumbotron segment spawned a bunch too, because we also had RJ Hunter with the thumbs down. Shout out RJ Hunter.
My son RJ. He's going to be back in the league, guys. I'm counting on him. Respect my lovely son, RJ Hunter.
One of the smartest players I've ever seen in my life. And I stand by that.
Mm-hmm. Steal percentage, man. Look at the steal percentage. Absolutely. He's an NBA player.
We're looking at the documents right now.
My first instinct was just to comment on, again, what his body looked like in the locker room. And I just like... I don't know why this is coming out, but he was very thin. He was a small boy.
My son. That's my son. My thin
that
son.
Is your son.
RJ Hunter.
All right. We need a final five seed unless we want to go with all of Australia.
I've got...
I got
well,
one.
This
I
is
got...
about the same caliber as the All of Australia. I've got one. It's one that hasn't come up yet, and we actually haven't had any Jalen yet. I think
we have not.
I think it's time to rectify.
Is
that.
It the Guy Fieri pick?
It's close. It's the desert Jalen when he went to Dubai, and he's got the shades on, and he's just hanging out like on the top of a dune, and he just looks the coolest that anyone has ever looked.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's Jalen Brown's like default setting is just way cooler, like
the
18 times
motherfucker
cooler than
around.
I can ever. Yes, and this is like even turned that cool meter is even turned up like even more. And
he broke the cool meter.
Yeah, and this is a great one that you can fold into any other picture. A Lucky, shout out to Lucky's Pipe again, one of the best memers out there. Lucky has folded this into so many pictures, and it works every time. It's so funny, and it's just so perfect. And I think that's, you know, I love All of Australia, but again, you know, I think it has, these are kind of opposite memes, and that All of Australia was perfect the first time around. Desert Jalen, sky's the limit.
Here's the
Absolutely.
Thing, how do we take all the good Jalen memes or photos into one? Because there's the him, whatever that party they were at where they're dressed in all black and he's wearing the black turtleneck and he has
the microphone.
That was New Year's.
Then there's the post of him giving a speech at Harvard, but it has two screens in the background.
Yeah,
so you can combine them.
That's great.
Like the one where I think Lucky's Pipe did it, where they're talking about Jaylen Brown explaining James Harden or Marcus Smart being in James Harden's head, and there's like the double like
and he has
Guy
Fieri. Fieri
it has the Guy Fieri
and James Harden
in it.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had that it's hard to keep them all separate because I have the, you know, the Rising Stars Guy Fieri dunk that Lucky enhanced, so it's just
Guy them two.
It's just those two.
Guy Fieri is floating on a cloud, I like to point out.
Oh my, incredible.
So are those two separate ones, Jalen in the desert and Jalen on Jalen?
I would like to keep those separate.
Okay.
I think the desert Jalen is the apex Jalen Brown meme, personally, myself. I have
a meme that could potentially be better. It's the from All-Star Break 2017. Jalen was on vacation. I don't know the location, but it was an Instagram story. And it was just him looking around in multiple directions with shades on. And at the end of the
thumbs up.
10 seconds. No, no, that was from over the summer. He pushes the glasses up his face. This was if you remember when you want to be traded for Jimmy Butler, but you're better than Jimmy Butler.
Oh yes.
That's that format can be used. So that's a very versatile one. I don't know if we want to include it. I actually didn't really have that, but you could probably consider that Desert Jalen. He was probably in a warm area. So you know what? We'll put that in with Desert Jalen.
The way I'm thinking about doing it is just doing a Twitter poll with like a thread for each of the polls. And so if we can add just all the images that underlie and all the memes that underlie like what we'll call Desert Jalen. Yeah.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect then. Because we can add multiple. We can kind of expand them a little bit.
I mean, if we could also call it Cool Jalen, but I feel like that makes it too strong. Then we got to reassess the seeds.
If we do Cool Jalen, then that's every Jalen thing. Then that would be every seed. So
you can't combine all of Jalen into one because we got 17 Titos and 18 Smurfs.
Yeah, and Jalen is a little repetitive.
Yes, you know? This is true. I think we should have one of him dunking and one like Jalen reactions, I think should be one. And I think Desert Jalen should be one. And I think another one of my favorite Jalen ones, I had it as an 8 seed, so it's definitely a bubble one, but is when he gets asked if Saturdays are for the boys. and he goes, just puzzled confusion is my favorite. And just that his knee-jerk response is to go, for the girls, man.
He seemed offended incredible. That he would even be asked.
Yes.
Yeah, and he was not
exactly what I mean.
And he was completely unaware of Barstool as a concept, which is, like, I gotta admit, I consume some Barstool content, but I like the fact that Jalen Brown has absolutely no idea what it is.
Yeah, yes, I 100% agree, and I think that... Yeah, that was a really defining moment for me. It's bubble ahead of – it's too early for that right now, but that's one I'd like to circle back to.
And then we can't forget Goggle Jalen as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. So I have a feeling we're going to have some heavy Jalen in the bottom end of this bracket here.
Yeah. It's great.
I would Desert Jalen as a 5 seed and then Jalen – what I'm calling Jalen Fieri as a 6 seed.
Okay.
I can get on board with any content from the guy, man. So,
all right, let's nominations for other 6 seeds.
We should probably put all of Australia in here.
We've been kind of kicking it to the curb a little too much.
A lot of my 6 seeds we've already kind of tied into some of this other stuff. This is another Baines heavy one, but I had Emo Baines also in here,
ooh,
which is a little underrated one. I think you don't see it. The thing is, you don't see it around too much. But it's when Aaron Baines lost his hair tie in the game, and it all flopped over, his eye, and he was Todd from Wedding Crashers for about like 19 seconds, and that was pretty incredible. Just because he's an incredible I didn't realize his hair was that long. It looked like he was ready to see the Dashboard Confessional show. Like, hands down, was playing. He was 13. Warped Tour was in the building. So that's one. I understand kicking it further down. I have the one. The Washington shot. More specifically,
Terry and Yabu.
Terry and Yabu in the Washington shot. And this has been enhanced as well to be a kind of an absurdist cubism.
Oh, that's amazing. That one's an amazing photograph.
Yes.
I want framed. I want printed and I want that on my wall. That's awesome.
So what I'm talking about for some of the viewers who might not know is in Washington, Jaylen Brown hit a big three late in the game, and there was a freeze frame of the bench, and Terry and Yabu in particular just look like just pure joy and happiness, and it looks like a Renaissance painting. Like, it's an incredible, like, everything on it, and it's been enhanced by Weird Celtics Twitter to, you know, actually be an art piece.
It was on the post-up segment last week as well.
That's right. Scal, actually, you broke it down. Yes. This is another very strong meme, because this has gotten national, you know, treatment. This is recognized. Scal, the great Brian Scalabrine, has actually broken this down on television. So another incredible one.
Locked in, and I'm kind of upset that it's only a 6 seed, but I'm not going back and changing anything because that takes too much thinking. But so that's a dark horse. Yeah. If people are looking for dark horses in the, like, as a 6 seed, the abstract Washington shot, just strong one. Strong one.
Incredible. I have a couple here that, so the two Smurf ones. One we had spoken about before is Smurfy Knight or Smart Knight. Yes. And that also is the smart the smart erotic face? The smart...
Oh, I called it the smart Gusta face to make it a little more internet-y. It's a very close shot of Marcus Smart, who looks to be in pure ecstasy. Yes. And it's an incredible picture. I have no idea where it comes from, actually. This is one of the weird Celtics Twitter things. I have no...
That blue... If I'm right, that blue background is from a lot of the kind of not behind the scenes, but like the in the early season or before the season when they shoot.
Someone's
got to
send me a link because I don't know what you're talking about. Slide into my DMs.
Okay.
I have it on the second one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Smurf Gusta. There we go. G12.
Oh, I got you.
And H12 for all you people who don't believe that.
Now, see, incredible. That is Smurf to me, though. Like, I feel like that's a number one seed. Like, that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the one seed. Like, that's Smurf at its greatest. Yeah. I don't know. It deserves its own thing, but it's also 100% Smurf, so I don't know how it could be its own thing.
I think it could be its own thing, and it's strong enough, at least in my opinion, to be a six seed.
I think the way we compromise on this is this is where we put in the Smurf thumbs up. Where or Smurfy Knight.
Smurfy Knight. How about we do that instead?
Yeah, because that's the enhanced version of just, you know, because...
Can we just do a catch-all of other Smurf images? Because I also love the one where he's holding a giant TV.
that's an incredible one.
That has been... that.
Some of these could have just their own parts. We've also got the Smurf Shrug, where he's just shrugging in front of his name, Marcus Smurt. That's probably
we're going to do a catch-all... Other gifts for Marcus Smurf.
Yeah, because I'm looking through. I have a folder of Marcus Smurf pictures on my phone because I'm a normal person. And
we all have that.
It's folder. from the season opener. The score was tied at 69.
Nice. Tice. That's one's got to be on there. Saying 69 Tice has got to be on there. That's one of my personal one.
Yes. At that moment, Marcus was at the free throw line, and his face. It can be a 60. So yeah, I think kind of encapsulating them all into other Smurf pictures, gifs, memes.
Mm-hmm. Where do we put the gif of him doing that crazy backflip, like kip
the backflips,
or the like the Oklahoma?
The
both of them.
Yeah, there's multiple. Yeah, so it's tough, man. Like, it's I don't even know. Like,
I think gifs are gonna play really strong in this if these are Twitter polls and you can like see the gifs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard, man, because we've got. We've separated out so much, you know. We've stratified so much of the the Tito stuff as well.
Do we just make a catch-all all other Smurf?
The miscellaneous Smurf category,
because I think that's another strong six seed that could really go places.
Yeah, it's a really powerful one. I mean, I think this is the way we got to look.
I think
the selection committee makes mistakes all the time, right, man? Like, I mean, this is. You know, this could be the South Carolina Sidarius Thornwell of this year. Making a run.
But the selection committee is also super corrupt, it feels. And I feel like I'm just going to make arbitrary decisions based on random whims. And so I'm going to allow it. Hear, hear.
I'll allow it, too. Lock it in. Nothing I have to say.
All right, we got eight spots left.
Oh God, there's so many. This is tough. So what? Just a note on the smart thing. I think for that, what we could do is when we link the tweets or whatever, is we could just put a bunch of miscellaneous smart images, and if we have to, we could just make another tweet with a gif in it or a couple gifs in it, because the kip up is just
It's incredible. He's incredible.
It's incredible. We got I feel like we gotta have Mad Brad in here. Right?
Oh yeah.
Yes, that's actually one of my seven seeds on my own.
Okay.
We're at the seven seeds. There's also some good Brad gifts are an underrated and kind of an unexplored field. I feel like there's a lot more could be done with the Brad gif.
He doesn't have a strong
reaction, because that's what Brad is. He's not gonna do it.
So when it does happen, it's kind of notable.
My best vines, if I do say so myself, for all Brad reactions. There's one from a Washington game 2 years ago where he just is puzzled. And Brad is the king of being not mad, and it's actually funny to him. Brad has never been mad online or in game. He's always, if he's really mad, you'll see him just like and get he'll get teed up. He'll just get this little condescending smile on his face that I love,
because he just knows that he's better than the referees, and then they're the ones making the mistake. So he just has to chuckle to himself.
Exactly.
My God. Well, there's a lot of Brad ones that I feel like haven't come up yet. President Brad, Stevens 2020, the Church of Brad Stevens, Kaizen, process over results. Like, we haven't even talked about Brad yet, but I feel like, at least for me, as a card-carrying member of the Church of Brad Stevens, he's a huge impact on my posting.
I can get on board with that.
I feel like Brad... I'm also a fan of Brad. I feel like... I don't know how much that impact... He's another one where it's like kind of Brad being Brad. It's hard to do too much with what Brad's doing, just because he is so under control at all times.
From last season, the All-Star break again, him and his son, because they were doing some sort of photo shoot for, because he was the coach, and him and his son holding a picture. So there's, there's room for that one, because you can put whatever you want in the picture that they're holding. So
there's also Brad with the little Christmas tree on his head when they went to the hospital. Yes. Is another incredible.
Or at the All-Star game where he got introduced on the big stage and was just clearly not comfortable with that.
The wave. That's incredible. Yeah. That's an A+ one. That might have to be some Brad reputation. You might have to lock that one in. That's a pretty
So is that different
one.
From Mad Brad, or do we just do Brad?
Yes.
I feel like you could do Brad gifts.
You could separate
Mad Brad and then Brad as a deity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like
Brad I think at the bare minimum it should be Brad Wave and Mad Brad should be their own gif selections.
Yeah. Well, Mad Brad they're two different sides of the man. So it's going to be Brad Wave, and I got to put Brad as a deity in there as well. It's going to be just Brad. Okay, we're going to make a rule that all seven seeds are Brad related.
Oh, okay.
Because right now we have Mad Brad, the Brad Wave, Brad Stevens as a deity, and then we need a fourth one.
I have a feeling we might have some fights on the eight seeds in that case, because I have something that I feel really strongly about.
Okay, let's hear him, because I just made a real sweeping rule, and that's how you live in my courtroom. So, but I'm ready to listen to other objections.
I'd just like to point out, gentlemen, no Jason Tatum thus far.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm looking. That's what I'm looking to fix.
He's got some length. He's a lengthy boy.
As far as the options, we have Jason Tatum length. We have Armor Tatum, but one that I'm particularly fond of is
Big Hat Tatum
with Wally's hat.
Yes.
Him.
Okay. Thank you. We're all in agreement here. That's got to be
that's
on
a lock.
There, right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I'm knocking down deity Brad Stevens and getting Tatum hat.
Yeah. Tatum, if you haven't seen this one, this is Jason Tatum before he ever played a minute for the Boston Celtics, going to Fenway Park, and Wally the Green Monster gives him his hat. And it's just Jason Tatum being a large son in an even
larger hat.
It's just a beautiful picture.
His face too is just perfect, because his he's kind of like, why am I here? But also just the smile that he has is kind of just perfect for the moment, because he's like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. I have another one I want to really fight and advocate for, because I feel like it has to make it, is I'm not sure where it's from, but it's Yabu in a group picture, and he's wearing and he's wearing a t-shirt, and the t-shirt reads "Basketball Never Lies," which is pretty much blew my mind. I thought it was photoshopped at first. He had a wearing a t-shirt. It's because that like iteration of "Ball Don't Lie" is so much fun. It's so much funnier than "Ball Don't Lie," and just "Basketball Never Lies" is an incredible quote. It's an incredible thing. I feel extremely strongly that this has to be in the tournament in some way, shape, or form.
So are those so? Jim, just to make sure, so we have Mad Brad, Brad Wave, Tatum Hat, Basketball Never Lies, and then Brad as a deity is still
out there. It could be kicked out of the tournament if we find four more people.
Interesting. Okay. Can I kick off the eight seeds here, if I may?
Yes, mm-hmm. Go for it.
So I have another Tito one.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm. Is Tito at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, yeah. Oof, I think incredible. We could you also have Yabu at Dunkin' Donuts. I think we have to combine it with Dunkin' players.
Combine them.
Yes, yeah. so just the Dunkin' Donuts as a category.
Yeah,
I feel very strongly about that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting it on the bubble still because I want to hear more nominations. But it's on the list with because this is the last four gentlemen. We can't go back. There is no going back. There's no reverse in this car. We're just flying down the highway.
I almost hesitate to break this seal because I feel like this could be the eight seed that just breaks the tournament. I realize that we have not put in yet the Yabu Kyrie celebration dance.
Oh no!
The little hands bouncing back and forth.
The semi Euro step.
That's what it was. It was the semi Euro step in game, and Yabu and Kyrie just did the most delightful little dance on the bench. It warms the heart. And this could be real problems for a one seed if we put this as an eight seed.
You know what? Yeah, I locked it in as an eight seed because I agree with you. I was on my list of one to bring up soon. So we got three more spots left. That one is just a perfect one. Just anytime you see Yabu dance, one of the best parts about being able to go to the games is you watch in the warm ups. They welcome the starters onto the court, but Yabu was always dancing his ass off in those warm-ups, and it's like the thing I look at every single pregame.
I think it was the Portland game where Al hit the buzzer beater, and before the game in warm-ups, Kyrie and Yabu were kind of dancing at half court, and they were mirroring each other, and this went on for, I'd say, about a minute and a half. And I was just sitting there spellbound that anything this perfect could exist, like on this planet, you know?
It's incredible. He's, again, just pure joy. I really don't even know how else to describe it. Like a perfect, perfect human. I love Yabu, man. I hope he gets on national TV.
I hope he dabs on national TV.
Yeah.
I have a nomination, which is the Jalen Tatum. All the Slenderman picks. I'm a big fan of those ones.
Yes. Yeah, that was one I was going to bring up soon as well. Yeah.
I actually want to – can we include the – so there's the Jalen one, there's the Jason one, and then there's also – I made a tweet with the Marcus Kipup in that as well, where he's kind of – it looks like he's, stretched out as far as he could go. So are we going to include that, or is that kind of an other Smurf thing?
Oh, that could be a good way to – a good workaround.
It could be both. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not putting it in yet. It's still on the bubble because I feel like we have a lot more to get through.
But I think I kind of consider those like the funky team picks. Slender Funky, whatever we want to call it. I have one. We'll put this on the bubble as well because this is kind of a personal favorite. So when Greg, it must have been the night of the first game against Washington when Greg became a thing. There were a bunch of good photoshops that came out of that night. Lucky made a bunch of great ones where he has, Greg crouching with the Penguins, Greg crouching, he has that Greg crouching picture. But there's one, I'm kind of plugging myself again here, but this is one, the movie Loose Cannons. I put Greg from Moose and Mook on the faces of the two guys in Loose Cannons.
Oh, yeah, that was an amazing one.
It says Moose, Mook. So that's kind of like whenever the bench mob goes off. We'll put it on the bubble because, this is more of just a personal thing. But the Greg. But
does that
the
get
Greg
concluded
Moose,
from the Greg from Moose category? Do like we like do we put that in the tweets underneath? Because there's also a great picture of Greg from Moose playing the guitar in the stars, where it just says Greg.
Oh yes,
that's the one I was thinking of when
the,
I was
the
saying
the magnum opus of Greg from Funk and Greg from Moose.
Yeah, those are the that's the key. That's exactly the one I was thinking about when we were talking about it earlier.
So do we just fold the, all of that into Greg, the four seed, Greg from Moose?
That only straightens the case as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, Greg Moose from Funk. I think it's a good way to have all that together. I have two that I think are deserving of being thought about in the last here. The first is just a very wholesome tweet, and again, very versatile, like the Terry Rozier spaghetti sandwich when paired with screenshots of other tweets. It's Danny Ainge covering Jason Tatum's eyes on the bench. Which is an incredible picture. I don't know how it happened.
I want to shout out. I know who got that picture. It's on his Twitter. It's at JJ_Boston_. Just a wonderful, like, that was a pregame in like Sacramento. So just a game, like who's watching the pregame in Sacramento? So JJ, thank you for grabbing
posters.
That.
Those who post,
fellow posters.
We've got posters. Respect your posters, and we're here to shout out all the best ones. So I really think that one should get serious consideration. And the other one is, I think it might have been his first triple double night, but this is more Terry content. It was after the game, I believe after that game, he had a towel on during the post game interview.
Oh
yes, and there's he just looks like Mother Teresa.
I think that's from maybe December.
Is it December? Okay.
Yeah, I remember that's from a while back, because that was I think that was another Hebert find.
That is definitely it's definitely a Hebert find. I fine tuned it a little bit to put it in an actual Mother Teresa Photoshop. Terry just looks angelic. He looks saintly.
Yes.
It's a beautiful, beautiful Photoshop, and one I think we should at least consider one of the seeds.
A quick note here, because actually you kind of reminded me of it. The night after his first, or the morning after his first triple double, he posted footage of Terry did the song. Today was a good day, and he was Photoshopped onto Ice Cube.
Oh yeah. Yes, that was great.
Yes, specifically the portion of the song "Last Week Messed Around and Got a Triple Double."
Yeah.
So can we include that in the Tito Vines territory?
Yes, I think it's got to
go
there.
We'll call it Tito Multimedia.
Yeah. Tito Multimedia platform.
So Tito really, like we said before, he really is a poster. He does multimedia pictures, GIFs, Vines, Instagram, Snapchat.
He's multi-talented. Messed around and got a triple posting.
This is going to be really difficult because we got three spots left, but we got we got Tatum's only 19. We got Smart Heaves. We have Impact's winning. Papa Sportif.
I almost wanted to include Papa Sportif in Gorgeous Eyes Al because I very much, I very much come, like, in my mind when I see Papa Sportif, I see that picture of Al with the Dominican flag.
I kind of agree. I think that, is it too much cheating to fold that all in with Erotic City too? Like, I feel like that's, because for me, all of those are inseparable. That's just,
I think so. It's all Gorgeous Eyes then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd rather put it all into Gorgeous Eyes. Another one that we've kind of had flown under the radar up to now is Sam's hot wife.
Oh yeah, Sammy Sheehan, your hot wife.
So
definitely deserves to be on here.
For those of you who don't know,
Sam has an extremely hot wife.
He used
to be married to the lady from the Taco Bell commercial whose son cursed a lot, but mm-hmm. that has
that's a custom Taco Bell wife. Well, I'm Polly. We practice polyamory in my household.
He lives in Brooklyn,
after the great Danny Ainge in the state of Utah.
Right. Ethical non-monogamy is what they call it.
Right. Exactly. and I have a hot wife. And when I'm not mad online, when I'm busy not being mad online, people might think I'm mad online because I'm posting a lot in all caps and making a lot of mistakes. But I have to remind people and say that I'm actually not mad online. I think it's funny. And what I do when I'm thinking it's funny, I'm tell everyone how hot my wife is and how we're actually laughing about it.
She was a model, right? If I'm not mistaken. Right.
She likes to laugh. I've spent a lot of time with your hot wife, and she enjoys just a good laugh. And so you always let us know when you guys are laughing together. I'll let you know when me and her are laughing together. And it's just, I've known her for a while. She asked me to be the best man at your wedding. And I, of course, accepted because she's so hot and just such a great wife to you. And I think she's a really big part of Celtics Twitter because you're constantly talking about your hot wife.
Because she's real. You know, that's the most important part you got to take away from this.
I mean, hot wife is real.
She definitely exists.
Yeah. And, you know, she might vacation a lot with her life coach, Chad. They're in
Chad's
Bali right
now.
Chad's a good
dude, though. Chad is a great life coach. I've met Chad, believe me.
Yeah, shout out to that. Love you, sweetie. You know, thanks for, letting me game. She lets me, keep my Xbox. And, you know, I've been, gaming pretty much all weekend until we, started this pod.
Just make sure you clean up the house before she gets back, because I know how upset she gets when, she comes home and your house, just shit's everywhere. She's just, I just suggest cleaning up for your sake.
Yeah, I mean, she comes home, once a month. She spends a lot of time with Chad.
She's getting in shape. She's really, she was a model. And something that even reinforces that is, you bring her up all the time because you have to, people keep on thinking that you're mad. It happens a lot.
Right. And I'm not mad. And,
How could you be? You have such a hot wife.
Exactly. My wife is hot. It's not, I'm laughing about it, actually. I've never been mad online. And, it's just very important to, get that out there.
I will say, when you're making millions like we are, so.
I will say I appreciate this being folded in, but I do think I think a lot of these memes are better than the hot wife. I myself feel we should pull that off the table, and I would hate to see the Danny Ainge covering Tatum's eyes being left off.
You know what? I'm gonna ask your hot wife how she feels about being part in the bracket, and then I'll make a decision about that. But it's got to be whatever her choice is.
Yeah, you're seeing her later tonight, right?
Well, yeah, she's here right now.
Okay, cool.
No, she doesn't want to be in it, so we'll take that off just for her wishes. So. I appreciate she appreciates that we brought it up. She recognizes that was a that Celtics Twitter. She's a big part of it, but she doesn't want the attention on her. So we got to respect her wishes there.
Gotcha. Her phone must have died because she hasn't been texting me back for the past couple days.
She's using my charger right now.
She had just before we started, she had texted me to let me know that we were starting. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So she must have just lost it or something like that, because I texted her a bunch of times. Anyway,
any more nominations for the 8 seed?
I have one that I would be very upset if it was left off is Chrono Smart.
Ooh, great one.
Oh man.
Another lucky invention. This is
Lucky has been on a run lately.
Yeah. If you know about the ancient Greek myth of Chronos, who would eat all of his children, and they hid Zeus. Lucky actually photoshopped Marcus Smart onto Chronos, and it's him eating, a small baby, which would be James Harden in this case.
Who is a small baby?
Who is a small baby that is constantly being eaten by Marcus Smart. So a really Chronos, very very on brand.
I also have Comrade Smarf as the Russian.
That's a Hebert one. That's a great one.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Does this fall under the Smarf category, or do we have to? We already have an other Smarf gifts category. Do we have to have a Smarf images category?
I think right now the way we have
Smart at Sirius as just it's a standalone number three seed.
I think a good way to maybe go about this. So the way we have it so far is we have the standouts. We have the funky Kyrie, You know, we have the Jalen Third Eye, we have the Smart at Sirius, and then we have kind of those basket categories that can include a bunch, because those single ones are strong enough to stand out on their own, the Jalen with Guy Fieri dunk, you know, but then we can have kind of buckets, you know, for maybe not necessarily the strongest ones, but also like ones that we don't want to be excluded, because this is a collective.
Are those buckets better than Dunkin' Donuts or Danny covering Tatum's eyes or Tito Teresa? Because we only got three spots left.
I was going to ask. We have three spots left, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I would probably vote for those three you just listed if we were going to put it to a vote.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts, Danny covering Tatum, and Mother Teresa. Tito Teresa.
Tito Teresa.
But that means Slender Funky gets left off.
Oh, wait, never mind.
Guys, here's the problem. Some feelings are going to get hurt in this process. There are only 32 teams. Some great posts are going to be ignored.
We're going to have some snubs. I think the Slender Man has got to the Slender post has got to be part of it. I would do that in lieu of the Mother Teresa. Were it me? But Jack disagrees. Which would you?
I thought you were going to say the Dunkin' Donuts, because the Dunkin' Donuts is one that I feel particularly strongly about.
Yeah, I agree.
Like if you would like to leave that on, I would also like to leave that on as well.
Yeah,
the Slenders,
and then Slender Funky, Dunkin' Donuts, and then Peekaboo, Danny Tatum Peekaboo.
The Danny Tatum Peekaboo.
Oh, God. All right, we got a lot of things. So we have no reference to Brad being a deity, no Tito Teresa. Here's some terminology that we left off as
Impact's winning is one.
Impact's
that I'm
winning,
about.
Masked Kyrie, Tatum
Boggle
length,
Jaylen.
Tatum talk.
Jason Tatum is the Tatum. He's only 19. Is probably the biggest snub for me.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we can put it ahead of it. Anything else?
Because he's 20 now, so it doesn't.
Yeah, he is 20. That would be the case.
Yeah, well, shout out to Ryan Bernadoni at Danger Card, who found the workaround for this. And, you know, 2 days after his birthday, said he's only 19 and 367 days old. So from now on, that's how I am going to address him, at just 19 and however many days.
Remember, folks, facts don't matter.
Yeah.
No, posts only. 19.
Posts matter only. So if it's on Twitter, it's true.
That's right.
I've never seen a lie on Twitter.
You know, I've also heard that about Facebook. Facebook provides a lot of true information.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
I don't have a Facebook, but I know that's true.
Well, you should follow my mom, because she will send you so many good moveon.org articles that it will blow your fucking mind. Did you know we're seconds away from impeaching Trump? We just have to sign one petition. We're going to be there so quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm logging on change.org.
Well, you should follow my mom on Facebook, because she will send you every link.
Right. Well, here's my take about this is I will say that, you know, say what you will about Donald Trump. I've got a lot of bad things to say about him, but he is our first poster American president.
We're in a post-based culture now.
Yes, he is our first real poster to ever be president. So, you know, no matter what you think of him, you know,
the man does not stop posting.
There is that fact. He does not stop posting.
He will not stop posting.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, I got problems with Dunkin' Donuts still being in there. I think there's some better ones left on the table.
Yeah, this was I knew from the jump that this was kind of a weak one. This is just one that I'm a big fan. I'm a Tito guy, so.
I mean, it's a great photo of, and they got the Yabu in there, but I think, I mean, Impact's winning.
I could definitely be swayed.
What would you go with, Jim?
I still like, I'm a big 69 Tice, just using Tice instead of Nice after 69. That's just like a personal goof of mine. Really hasn't caught on, but I'm a big fan of it.
What about Brad as God? Deity Brad.
I just like Kaizen as a the Church of Brad Stevens. That's a big thing for me. Like, I would get a Kaizen tattoo right now, just because
Kaizen's good.
The last time I had a podcast without the other Reigning Jays, it was with Brad Stevens. So you guys are in great company right now. But ever since that conversation, I've totally bought into a Kaizen philosophy and a growth mindset, and I feel like as the absolute last seed in the tournament, Kaizen fits perfectly, because it's not about the results. It's not about where you get seeded. It's about how you rise. continual progress.
I've been swayed. I've been convinced, I think.
Fuck Dunkin' Donuts. I hope they're not a sponsor of us. I'll actually get a lot of Dunkin' Donuts. That was just me.
Dunkin'
feeling vulnerable about my Kaizen speech, and I lashed out, and I apologize, guys.
Dunkin' Donuts, if you're listening, send me coffee. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I really hope the entire corporation of Dunkin' Donuts is listening right now.
Every employee. There's a Dunkin' in my building. I'm going to put this on repeat. I'm going to put the pot on repeat tomorrow.
Here's how we'll know. If whatever we put in there instead of the Dunkin' Donuts suddenly has some suspicious bot activity, wouldn't you say? I think we all know who did that.
So if we put Kaizen in, so that would be Brad.
Yeah, we've got to have the stopgaps in place to prevent Russian tampering. That would be my only concern, you know, going forward. So,
all right, boys, we've done it. We have a full bracket. Unless I'm going to go through every single one, and you guys can list. I'm not changing the seeds around. You guys can only say if there is a one that should be off the board and if something should replace it, because I guess maybe if you have really strong opinions. I wanted to come out harsh, but then I realized what if we fucked up. So, here are the number one seeds. Do we have four names for the regions yet? I think we have three of them. There's the I'm not mad. I think it's actually funny region. The Huberto F Riffs region. What were the other ones? Damn it, we'll figure it out in post. But all right.
Yeah.
We'll let you guys know.
The number one seeds are Izjanos, Smarf, Dabusele, and Thick Jack Frame. Mm-hmm. Number two seeds, Combat Muscles, Jalen and the Third Eye, 76ers Twitter being InfoWars, and ISO Mook. That's all encompassing of ISO Mook. Mm-hmm. Three seeds, the Ojale Factory, Marcus Smart at Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Shut Up Little Busta, and all Tito tweets. This is only
and all variations.
This is Tito only in the spoken form or in the written form on Twitter. And then also we have all Tito multimedia.
The four seeds, specifically being about the Cook Life.
Yeah, Cook Life is leading that category.
But also his career as a Viner.
Yeah, yes. And also the video of him having a good day. All multimedia.
Yes, it was a good day.
Four seeds, very much woke. The screenshot of that from Comcast Sportsnet. Then we have Funky Kyrie, which is kind of an all-encompassing Kyrie category where the Mind Sherpa really takes off and Anarchist Farm is built into that.
This might be the strongest Hebert category.
Yeah, he's really explored that because of that kind of Mind Sherpa muse connection.
I mean, it is his job.
Yeah, it's literally, he is Kyrie Irving's Mind Sherpa.
It's his business.
Rounding out the four seeds, Greg from Moose and all that comes from Greg and Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Sports and news, the super futuristic bike. That includes the GIF and the meme.
That's a strong four seed.
Personal favorite of mine.
Yeah.
Moving into the bottom half of the bracket, we have Desert Jalen and basically sexy Jalen picks off the court, I would describe that as.
Mm-hmm. So every Jalen pick off the court, basically.
Yeah, that's off court Jalen, and then well later when we get to a six seed, Jalen Fieri, those are on court Jalen. But rounding out the fives, we have Erotic City and all it entails. I'm specifically thinking the clips where they actually have it set to Prince. Having to do with Erotic City, we have Gorgeous IL Horford, Papa Sportif, the him draped in the Dominican flag, just everything that is the beauty of Al Horford.
His sweater game, too. That's something that we kind of missed, but Al's sweater game.
These are the things we can add underneath the post to generate the votes. Yeah. And then rounding out the five, we have Terry's Spaghetti Sandwich, and all that encompasses.
And all, yes, including the starters, including any memes that have come from that.
Then we have Jalen Guy Fieri and all the kind of variations on that. Although, I just described it as on the court, off the court, but Jalen Brown giving a speech with Jalen Brown, Guy Fieri kind of really mixes those two together.
Yeah. I also have, like, I have another Jalen and Guy Fieri picture that I have made. And it's off the court. So when we compare, like, I have an off-court Jalen Fieri and an on-court Jalen Fieri.
All right, we're going to just stick to Desert Jalen and Jalen Fieri, and then the posters will decide what category the memes belong in.
Yes, that'll be the committee will decide that.
All right, rounding out six seeds, we have all of Australia and all that encompasses. The abstract Washington reaction shot photo, Jaylen Brown, and just that beautiful piece of art. Mm-hmm. We have a catch-all of all smart, all other Smurf gifts, which includes the kip-up and all the dancing in the locker room that we didn't even bring up. Those are some great gifts. Doing the backflip in college when he's at Oklahoma State. So just a catch-all, all smart gifts. Seven seeds.
Also him harassing that, excuse me, also him harassing a certain heckling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smurf multimedia, I would say that's the category.
Jam, if I may interrupt for a second, one that we kind of forgot, I think, is just Smurf flipping off people. Flipping off the fans, Smurf with the crotch grab.
That's part of chaos. That's all
that's Smurf?
Chaos Smurf. That's all Smurf. Okay. Okay. I would fold that into the chaos Smurf. He was also the one of him with his tongue out. Looking like that. Those can all, again, I think we have the categories well.
Yeah.
So it's well in hand. I think we just got to leave it up to the posters to decide what's going where.
All right. Seven seeds, Mad Brad and all that encompasses, including times he swears at referees. The time he was the GIF, the picture where he was just like, very upset on his knees when he was at Butler. That's a huge GIF. And then the next one as a standalone GIF. I like that we made this a standalone GIF.
This is a good one, though.
Brad giving the wave at the All-Star game while he's being introduced. That's fantastic.
That's an incredible GIF.
Another standalone Tatum. Tatum hat, where he's wearing that giant hat. The one we just like completely forgot, which is Tatum in the armor.
In the armor.
Which,
that's going to have to be a
snub. We had that, yeah. I think I like the other Tatum content. We picked ahead of it, though. It's a great one, but surprisingly not as versatile as you'd think. It's just kind of like a funny picture to put in some of the other stuff.
All right. That's fair. Rounding out sevens, basketball never lies, which is a strong seven seed.
Like, I love that. Oh, man.
Well, I think we should make those t-shirts. Oh, my God. Rain and Jays are going to make basketball never lies t-shirts with Kaizen on the back, and we're going to make dozens of dollars.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Sales of these are the 10, eight seeds. Maybe 20 units.
These are the eight. Well, it's going to be a small batch. That's the key. You got to create scarcity.
Limited edition.
Limited. Mm-hmm. We make five t-shirts. People are going to pay thousands of dollars to be, because I'm going to take one. So there's going to be four t-shirts left.
That's how supply and demand works, right?
Exactly. Macro and microeconomics. Eight seed is just Yabu and Kyrie doing the celebration dance, which is perfect. Slender and the funky team and all that encompasses. I think you just had a good Jack four pick tweet where it had all four panels of just the Slender team. I think that'd be the perfect submission for that.
Yes, it was three, but yes.
No, well, you'll find a way to add a fourth.
I will post my way to a fourth.
Then we have Danny covering Jason Tatum's eyes playing peekaboo, and then finally continual progress, getting better each day. Kaizen, as the last one in.
That's the could be a Cinderella story. We'll see. You know, this is you always have the ESPN only has the always has the Giant Slayer index. I gotta say, I really think, I think the committee we made things tough on one of the two seeds by having that Kyrie Yabu dance that low. It's gonna be a fast and furious fight. It's a tough draw, but if you want to win this tournament, you got to beat all comers.
Let's look at the one seeds. Like, Izianos, Smurf, Dabusele, and Thick Jack Frame.
Those are all near perfect.
I can't see them losing. I don't know who they're going to lose to.
Perfect.
This bracket's perfect. March Madness. I wish we could somehow set bets or there were lines on Weird Celtics Twitter, but that would just be me taking bribes, and that seems a little bit squishy.
Well, I'm nothing wrong. So you'd be the NCAA.
Yeah. I'm not going to pay any of these names or gifts.
Just really replicating the whole thing in a way. So it's a good concept.
So I guess my last question is, because I'm very pleased with this. You know, there are a couple snubs, notable ones that I think should have been on, but overall, I'm very pleased. So how are we going to order this? Is this just going to be an arbitrary placing of the 1, 2, 3, and 4 into a bracket?
Yes. Okay. Because I don't know how we figure out matchups from that, so I was just going to do it randomly tomorrow when I started posting the Twitter poll.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys are much more of the keeper of the artwork than I am, so I'm going to really rely on you to... I'm going to set up the Twitter, or I don't know, I guess we'll just talk in the Google Doc and stuff like that, but you guys have more of the art than I do. I'm just going to set up the polls and set up a thing for each... a post for each of the ones in the polls so you can respond to that with the art. Locked On Celtics listeners and participators in the bracket, feel free to post your own memes. We're an open society. If you think any of the categories, maybe you can sway the voting with your campaign, basically, because you're presenting campaign signs and campaign slogans. Please feel free to jump off in the mentions and add your own arguments underneath all of these, because this is democracy. Yes, sure, we told you exactly who your candidates are going to be, but now you get to choose what we told you to choose. So it's pretty much a metaphor for life.
It's America, baby. That's America. That's how we do things.
This is how democracy works.
All right.
USA. USA.
Woo! Manifest destiny. Manipost destiny, I think, is what we're trying to say.
That's how we close.
That's the perfect way to close. For those who have stayed with us for the entire, I don't know how long it's going to be, like an hour and a half, hour 40 minutes.
Wow.
I appreciate it. I'm a huge fan of the long podcast talking about nonsense. So if you guys stayed with us throughout that, that's fantastic. You can follow Jack Michael at... Hold on, I'm going to get this right. Jack_Michael17.
That's correct.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
He's an excellent poster on Twitter. Jack, do you have any last comments for the people?
Thank you for listening. Like I said to Jim, I said before we started recording, it's been an honor to be on here. I've been a long time listener, so, you know, just keep posting. Just keep posting. Go.
And then we have Sammy Shee and his hot wife. Any last words? And tell the people where they can find you on Twitter. You just changed your name to Yogurt Marcus Marxist Smarf, and it has like really changed up, because I like I knew you as a different name, and it's really kind of confused me a little bit. But that's a me problem. Yeah.
I've been Greg Poster. I've been Jason Tatum's old son. I've gone by many names. You can just find me at my name, which is at Sam Sheehan, Sheehan. You can follow, I write occasionally for Celtics Hub. That's where I write more serious stuff.
He writes smart things. Memes there. Well thought out pieces. I would highly recommend reading his stuff on Celtics Hub.
He knows how the salary cap works, which to me, it just looks like nonsense. So
I read it and I say, yeah, I understood that. But then if you ask me any questions, I'd be like, I don't know. You read the article.
Check me out there, and you can also if you're looking to supplement your podcast after you listen to Locked On, come check us out on Celtics Roundtable on the Boston Celtics news feed. You can find us on Stitcher, Apple, all that stuff. Well, we talk about posts there, and we talk about the games.
I recommend that as well. I co-sign.
Hear, hear, har har. And I am Sam Jam Packard, the white black Frank White. You should know me from here. If you've listened to this podcast and don't know who I am at this point, that's kind of a bizarre choice on your part. But you can listen to the Rain and Jays. We are daily Celtics podcast. Normally, we break down the games with guys who are a lot more serious than I am, and my two guests today who know the game extremely well, as Jay King and John Corrales. We come at you every single day after every single game. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And, oh my God, I totally just messed up the ending. I'm supposed to say, this is the Locked On Celtics Podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
There we go.